In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior. Dear friends, in the third chapter of his letter to the church in the ancient city of Ephesus, the Apostle Paul wrote about his own gospel ministry. He says, "Of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places." Clearly, Christ's apostle was very excited about receiving understanding of the mystery, that the gospel is meant to be proclaimed to all people. He was thoroughly committed to what the Holy Spirit inspired and preserved at the hands of the prophets and the apostles. This commitment guided and governed his convictions about God, humanity, and the entirety of creation and history. To him, the inspired scriptures are not about a mere set of religious beliefs. They are the Holy Spirit's instrument to transform humanity from its deadness in sins and rebellion inherited from Adam, our first father. This transformation is divine. It generates a life-giving relationship with Christ, the victorious new Adam. This divine work gives birth to the new humanity, the church, the new Adamic race, the body of Christ, the new creation. This is what the Holy Spirit does through the proclamation of the gospel. He gathers and builds a new creation from within the sinful Adamic race. Friends, the Apostle Paul viewed himself as one called to proclaim the life-giving gospel to all he could reach, Jew and Gentile alike. In addition to Christ's direct call for him to be an apostle, he was also gifted and empowered by the Holy Spirit to be an evangelist, pastor, and teacher of the Word of God in its fullness with the New Testament clarity. To him, faithful ministry is not carried out by a special breed of gifted speakers or dynamic leaders. Rather, it is the work of those truly called and empowered by the Holy Spirit to exercise a Christ-centered ministry of the Word. Paul was thoroughly convinced that faithful ministry is of those who are wholehearted about the saving power of God's rich grace in Christ. This assumes a very vital prerequisite, which is conviction about fallen humanity's inability to save or even improve itself. Because of this, the divine saving initiative in Christ was necessary. The Apostle Paul views this as completely rooted in the fact that the divine saving plan is not only the focus of the inspired work of the prophets and the apostles recorded in the Old and New Testaments, but also it is based on the fact that Christ is at the very center of the whole of human history. Friends, to Paul, Jesus is preeminent in the entirety of human history from creation to the end of time, leading to its replacement by the new creation. Gospel proclamation by the church is completely different from other worldly endeavors. Despite outside appearances. The impact of the gospel proclamation extends beyond the here and now. The church's proclamation affects every area of human life. Christ's saving accomplishment of the new humanity was eternally purposed to be proclaimed to all creation. Paul goes on to say to the Ephesian church, "This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. So I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory." Friends, Paul's commitment to the power of God in the gospel remained unwavering even when he became a prisoner, no longer free to move around and speak to people in homes, meeting places, streets, or other places. To him, the matter is not born of the moment. Neither is it the result of human plans or endeavors. This was according to the eternal purpose that he, that is God, has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord. And because it is divinely purposed and planned from eternity, and because Christ indeed accomplished it, as appropriately assigned in human history in the fullness of time, the church has reason to be encouraged and emboldened to commit to worldwide gospel proclamation. Friends, Paul says, "In Christ Jesus our Lord, we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him." So, gospel proclamation by the church is rooted in her strong commitment to Christ. Faithful proclamation by the church always brings joy at seeing abiding, saving faith planted and new lives in Christ are nourished by the continuing faithful ministry of the life-giving Word of God. Yet, faithful gospel proclamation also brings with it suffering. Paul was fully aware of this. He was experiencing it as one imprisoned for his faithful gospel ministry. Still, he knew that even that is part of the divine plan. Moreover, to him, even prayer is to be guided by the church's awareness of and submission to the details of the divine plan, even when it includes suffering. He exhorts the church, saying, "So I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory." Friends, this is the true measure of the church. It is living for and within its intended purpose for faithful proclamation. Yet there is always an easy way out for the church. It is the way of unfaithfulness. It is the way of fear and intimidation by the world. It's the way of compromise with the world. It's also the way of the church losing her real glory. A church that is faithful to her calling in the world enjoys an empowered, gifted, and effective ministry along with sufferings. After all, it is called to fellowship in Christ's own suffering as well as in his victory over sin, over the rebellious spirit of the world, which is guided by the devil who is at work among the sons of disobedience. Yes, the witnessing faithful church enjoys Christ's triumph over death itself. Hallelujah.